Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
先跟大家报告一下我的九月份的一个行事历。
Like to report first on my schedule for September.
那在下个主日，在这个星期的话呢，我也会去参加这个门徒培训营会。
So I'll be going to the DTC discipleship training this week.
所以呢，下个主日我不会在这
儿。I won't be here next Sunday.
但是呢，也因为呢不少同工会参加，所以如果你看一下周报第六项的话呢，我们会中英文联合聚会。
Many coworkers will be going, so we'll be combining our English and Chinese services into one next Sunday.
同时呢，也没有主日学，也没有午餐的供应。
Also, Sunday schools and lunches are also cancelled.
那接下来参加这个营会之后的话呢，我会请假两个星期。
And after DTC, I'll be taking 2 weeks off.
那我会先到中国呢参加在中国的一个门徒培训营会。
First, take part in a DTC training in China.
然后顺道呢，我会回台湾去看我的父亲。
After that, I'll go to Taiwan for a visit to my father.
所以呢，就往后有三个星期的话，我不在这儿。
So I won't be in Vancouver for the next 3 weeks.
也感谢弟兄姐妹能够在祷告当中呢纪念我在亚洲的行程。
And I appreciate your prayers and your remembrance as I travel in Asia.
我们教会的信息跟这个门徒培训的信息是一致的。
What we preach and teach here is consistent with what DTC teaches.
就是呢，回到圣经里头呢，真正来明白呢神的话语是什么。
And that is, we need to go back to the Bible and truly understand what it says.
这里头呢，特别重要的一点呢，就是我们明白自己呢，我是已经是一个新造的人了。
Of particular importance is that we understand we are already new creation in Jesus Christ.
因为如果我们教会要说呢，要活出合一的身量来，就需要每一位弟兄姐妹呢，这个活出新造的人。
In order for us as a church to live out that oneness in Christ, each one of the brothers and sisters must also live as a new creation in Christ.
也就是说，当我们每一个人活出新造的人的话呢，很自然的，我们这个教会的话呢，就是一个活出合一的身量来。
In other words, if everyone lives as a new creation, then the oneness in spirit will come out naturally.
那你可能会想问说，那不是一个合一的身量，会是一个什么样子呢？
You may wonder, what does it look like for us not to have oneness, to live as one?
这里呢，有一些描述。
We have one illustration.
一些事没有人做。
You have certain things in the church that nobody does.
一些人没事做。
You also have people in the church, they have nothing to do.
没事做的人呢，就盯着做事的人。
Those who have nothing to do often pay attention to those who are doing things.
然后去议论这些做事的人做的事。
They comment on how they are doing.
然后使得这个做事的人呢，做不成事，做不好事。
Those who have to be doing things oftentimes fail to do well and fail to complete what they have to do.
于是呢，这个领导呢，就夸奖没事的人。
Then the leaders of the church begin to commend those who have nothing to do.
因为呢，他看到呢，这个事情呢是做不成。
Because they are the one who observe and see that the other people fail.
然后呢，于是呢，这个领导的就训诫呢这个做事的人。
Then leaders begin to reprimand those who actually do things.
因为呢，他做不成事。
Because they don't do well in what they do.
那一些没事的人呢，总是呢没事做。
So those idle people can always afford to be idle.
那一些做事的人呢，总是呢有做不完的事。
Those who are busy at work, they can also keep on being busy.
一些没事的人呢，他知事闹事。
Those who have nothing to do actually enjoy stirring things up and creating.
使得这做事的人呢不得不做更多的事。
So that more tasks and duties can be there for those who are already busy to be even busier.
结果呢，好事变成坏事。
The end result is that things with good intention end up badly.
小事变成大事。
Trivial things become greater issues.
简单的事变成复杂的事。
Simple matters become complicated.
这里呢有一句阿拉伯的谚语。
One, there's one Arab proverb.
我觉得很有道理。你如果不想做的话呢，就会找到一个借口。
I think it's very interesting that if you don't want to do something, you will always be able to find an excuse.
你如果想做的话呢，你就会找到一个方法。
But if you really want to do something, you can also always find a method to do it.
那什么是活出合一的身量来呢？
So what does it mean to live as one?
也意思就是我们在过日子的时候，我们自己应该有一个怎么样的心态，有一个怎么样的认知，是符合圣经的教导。
What attitude and what knowledge must we have as we live our daily life?
好不好？我们一起来读这个彼得前书一章二十二节到二十五节。
We have our text today in 1 Peter chapter 1:22-25.
先跟我一起用中文读，然后再跟秀玉一起用英文读。
We'll read in Chinese first and then English.
来，你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假。就当从心里彼此切实相爱。你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的。所传给你们的福音就是这道。
Verse 22. Now that you have purified yourselves by observing the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God.For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you.
活出合一的身量是我们教会2015年的一个主题目标。
So our main goal for 2015 is to live out a full measure of oneness.
记不记得去年的？
Just remember what we talked about last year.
脱离世界捆绑。
And that is to have a liberty from worldliness.
这同时，这个都是同时对我们个人说的。
All these are meant to address us as individuals.
也同时呢，对神的子民这样子一个群体说的。
There are also admonitions for God's people as a collective body.
所以第二十二节说呢，你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
So as it's saying here in verse 22, now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart.
你们既因就表示说呢，这个事情的话呢，前面已经讲过的呢，现在呢是要讲它实际的应用。
The expression "now that you have" indicates that Peter already talked about the accomplishment of this purification, and now he's moving on to the application of this accomplishment.
加上呢，这个句子提到说呢，洁净了自己的心。那这个洁净的话呢，就很快的连接到前面第十五跟十六节。
So this word "purified yourself" is closely connected to what comes before in verse 15 and 16.
那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
It says there, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.For it is written, "Be holy, because I am holy."
因为呢，人能够圣洁呢，不是因为人他借着他的道德行为或者是精神意志可以达到、可以成就、可以实现的。
Now, what makes a person holy is not his moral, ethical, or willpower. None of this can make him holy.
而是只有人呢，脱离这个人的文化、人的价值观，归属耶和华神。就圣洁了。
But they're only made holy when they are released from their own cultural, their own personal values, and return to God.
同时呢，我们再回到二十二节，这里提说这个圣洁的话呢，是一个动词，表示说呢，已经圣洁了。
And this word purified in verse 22 is a verb, active verb, purified, indicating God did this purifying.
也这个已经是一个完成的时态，就表示说呢，因为过去有一个动作，什么动作？顺从了真理。
And this verb is in a perfect sense, have purified, and by observing the truth.
所以因为顺从了真理，所以已经洁净了。
And because we have obeyed the truth, we have been purified.
但是这个真理呢，不是一个抽象，不是一个笼统的一个真理。
This truth here is not any just abstract or general body of truth.
而是呢，在历史上真实的发生，是真实存在的神。基督的福音
but it is the gospel of Jesus Christ who had been there in a very real historical sense.
是圣经告诉我们说呢，我们顺从真理，我们接受了福音，我们人呢就得了洁净，这是唯一的方法。
So the only way for us to be purified according to the biblical teaching here is that we obey the truth and God will then purify us.
这是唯一的方法，是因为呢，另外呢，这中文这个洁净了自己的心，事实上呢，也就是洁净了自己的生命，所以英文呢，很简单的就翻译成了洁净了自己。
Now this word in Chinese means purified your heart or your souls, but in English NIV here it simply says yourself because your soul is just the same as ourself.
作者彼得他要强调的是呢。有怎么样的生命才能够活出怎么样的生活来
Peter's emphasis here is on the kind of life that we have before we can live out holiness.
有洁净有圣洁的生命你才能够活出洁净圣洁的生活
Only a life that has been purified can result in a pure life.
但是你我我们常常忘记说自己呢已经有基督的生命了
But one problem is that you and I we often forget this fact that we already have that purified heart in us already
以至于呢我们在日常生活当中呢没有活出基督这个基督门徒那样子的生活来
So the result is we often fail in our daily life to live as disciples of Christ
那这里使徒彼得他要提醒的是什么呢
So what is it Peter is trying to remind us here?
就说呢在生命已经洁净了在这个生命已经洁净这个基础底下理所当然呢我们应该活出一个怎么样的生活来
He's trying to tell us that our life, ourselves have been purified already and it's on this basis that we can obey the truth.
是怎么样的生活呢以致爱弟兄没有虚假就当从心里彼此切实相爱
that we can live a kind of a life that's characterized by what it says here having sincere love for one another
我们在座的顺从了真理我们接受了基督的福音
So those of us here who are belong to Jesus Christ we have received the gospel and God's truth
因为这样子的相信在神的家里头我们都已经成为主里头的弟兄姐妹了
Through that faith and receiving of the gospel, we have become brothers and sisters to one another.
理所当然，理所当然，我们就能活出这样子的第二十二节所讲的这样子的生命来，对不对
？So it's nothing but natural that we all should live, like what it says here, love one another deeply from the heart.
我们当中很多人可能会想说：“哎呀，这话呢说的真好，说的真棒。
”But We may have many people sitting here saying in our heart, "Wow, this sounds great."
但是呢，好像我自己的家人呢很难爱呢，是不是
？But it seems like it's pretty hard for me to love people in my own family.
我们做父母的，我们做父母呢，我们心里会想，我们甚至于会说出来。
For us parents, we may even say that actually out loud.
看看人家的孩子，哎呀，多乖，多听话，多么努力读书啊
！Look at other parents' kids; they're so obedient, they're so well-behaved, so hard-working at school.
我也晓得我们在座的青少年心里是怎么想的。
I also know what the younger people, youth here, are thinking in their hearts.
看看我们同学的父母，哎呀，多温柔，多么慈祥，还给他们很多的自由。
You look at my friend's parents. I mean, they are so gentle they give them so much freedom space, unlike my own parents, that is.
我们当中结婚的可能会想，甚至于说，哎呀，看看人家的配偶多么体贴，多么勤快，说话的都是轻声细语的。
Those who are married here may think like this. Well, look at other people's husbands and wives. They're always so gentle, so considerate, and just soft speaking.
你看爱他们都不是很容易吗？
So it's pretty easy to love those.
使徒彼得呢，他同意拜。
But Saint Peter, Apostle Peter.Only agrees with half of what we think here.
因为从人的眼光来看的话呢，二十二节这样子的爱呢，确实是不容易。
Because it is true that from a human point of view, it is impossible to do what verse 22 here is saying.
你要真诚，没有虚假，又要打从心里，然后又要彼此切实那种热切的去相爱。
That is having a love that is sincere, that is deep from the heart. It's impossible to do this.
但是呢，作者彼得呢也。不同意一半。
But Apostle Peter also disagrees with half of our assumptions.
我对家长说哈。
Here I am speaking to parents.
如果别的孩子住在你家的话，我跟你讲，你早晚会疯掉。
Now, if all these other kids you think are so well behaving end up living in your own household, you'll go crazy pretty soon.
我对青少年说啊，你去住你同学父母的家，我跟你讲，也是很快你就受不了的。
For the youth here, if you go live with somebody else's parents for a while, you also begin to cannot stand it any longer.
你记不记得你 sleep over, 对不对 ？Sleep over, 你就是只有一个晚上或两个晚上而已。
Remember those days when you used to go to your friend's house to sleep over? You only do that for one or two nights.
这个是对大家都好的。
Which is good.
不能太多。
Because you don't want to sleep over for too many nights.
所以呢，在这里呢，问题是在于说呢，不是我们的对象是谁，而是呢，到底问题是事实上是问题是出在我自己身上。
So the issue here is not who the object of our love is supposed to be, but rather it's the state of the life we must have inside us.
在这里强调的是，不是我们没有爱。
So what it's saying here is not that we don't have any love. That's not what it's saying here.
而是因为我们信耶稣的，我们都已经顺从了真理，我们都而且我们信耶稣都已经顺从真理，已经都洁净了。
It's trying to stress the fact that those of us who have accepted Jesus have already been purified, that we already have that sincere love in us.
我们已经有了神的生命，有了神的爱。
And that life of God.Are already in us, so we have them already.
只是呢，我们忘记自己是新造的人。
It's just that we forget this accomplished fact of us having been newly created in Him already.
我们已经是主身体上的肢体了。
We are already bodies of Christ.
哥林多前书第十二章二十七节。他这样写说：“你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。”
First Corinthians chapter 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.
是基督身是主身体上的肢体，或者是在基督里是互相是成为弟兄姐妹。这不是呢？这不是一个感觉。
So the fact that we are part of Christ, that we are brothers and sisters with one another in Christ.This is a fact that does not depend on how we feel about it.
就这个是基督的身子，这是一个比喻来说明呢，来说明我们原本是不相似的人，但是因着在基督里呢，我们就变成是弟兄姐妹的。
This is a metaphor that tells us that previously, before we know Christ, we have nothing, no relation with one another. But now, as believers of Christ, we are.Parts of the same body.
是这样子一个圣经的真理告诉我们，我们真实的关系是一个怎么样的关系。
So this revelation from the Bible gave us the knowledge of what the truth of our relationship with one another is.
然后我们用这个真理呢，我们来检验我们自己的感觉到底是正确的还是错误。
Then we can take that truth.And use that to examine our own feelings and emotions to see whether or not they are right.
我发现如虽然我们嘴巴说呢，我们是主内的弟兄姐妹。
I seem to observe that even though we may say with our words that we are brothers and sisters in the Lord,
但是如果我们不看对方 是真的是主里头的弟兄姐妹。
But if we don't really see each other as our brother in Christ, sisters in Christ,
第二十二节，那这样子爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱，你就会觉得很难。
Then you will find it very, very difficult to do what verse 22 here is saying, that is to have a sincere love, to love deeply from the heart.
甚至你会觉得不可能。
You may even think that's impossible, beyond the possibility.
上个主日呢，在教会的时候，我看到呢一个做妹妹的呢，哎呀，她生气、难过，她眼泪都快掉下来的。
Last Sunday at church, I saw a little girl, little sister, was getting so upset that she was getting ready to cry.
我自己我看了我都心疼。
And I just felt so sorry, compassionate for her.
那她妈妈呢就在旁边。
Mom was standing right next to her.
所以呢，我因为我心疼，我就问了妈妈说呢，哎呀，妹妹怎么了
？So I just asked the mom, "What's wrong with this girl here?"
妈妈说呢，没事，她们姐妹俩呢，就是常常喜欢搞来搞去的，一下子呢就好了，别担心。
Mom says, "Oh, it's nothing. It's two sisters. They're always fighting with one another, so it's no big deal at all."
我转个身，哎，一下子看她们两个姐妹俩了，又玩在一块了。
Sure enough, as I turn around and look at them.Then they have already reconciled and are playing with one another already.
是这样子，不分彼此才能够活出合一的身量。
So, the kind of undifferentiated relationship between them, that unity between them, is what it looks like to live in one.
我们需要有这样子不分彼此的这样子一个态度、一个认知，我们才能够活出合一的身量。
We also need that attitude, that recognition that we are also.We have also that unity, non-separation between ourselves in Christ Jesus.
因为事实是什么事实？是你我在基督里已经是弟兄姐妹了，已经是主身体上的肢体。
Because the fact is that we are already parts of one body, brothers and sisters in Christ, and that's the fact.
当长老团提出来说，活出合一的身量来是教会的这个主题目标。事实上，我们也知道这几点。
So as the elder board gives us this goal of living out as one, we can look at it in several aspects.
我们承认的弟兄姐妹，我们之间的话呢，存在着许多的差异性，存在许多的多样性。
On one, we do acknowledge differences and diversity among our brothers and sisters.
同时呢，我们也承认说呢，弟兄姐妹这样子的互动，要达到像一个健康的身体这样子合一的话呢，是一个高难度的挑战。
At the same time, we also acknowledge, recognize that it is a big challenge for all of us to live as, to have that level of unity and harmony living as part of one body.
但是呢，我们在讲说活出这个字眼的时候呢，就表示说呢，弟兄姐妹呢，已经有这样子的生命了。
But as we say, to live as one or to live out that oneness, that's based on the assumption that we are already one.
是，不是一个，是一个真实的情况，是已经有了，活出来，我们就可以达到合一。
In other words, it is a state of being that is already there, already accomplished.
为什么呢？二十三节。
Why do we say that? It's because of verse 23.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
It says here, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God."
所以，顺从了真理，不仅仅是洁净了自己，而且呢是蒙了重生，这些呢都是完成时态。
So all the expressions here of obeying the truth, having purified, being purified ourselves, having sincere love, all these are expressions in the perfect sense, telling us these things have already been obtained or accomplished.
这个重生呢，不是简单的说出生的意思而已。
Born again here does not mean simple second birth, physical birth.
而是呢，它是在强调一个被生的一个真理。
But is a truth that tells what we have been, how we have been touched or affected by God, what God has done to us.
Begotten.
begotten by God.
意思就是说呢，这不是我们人自己能够达到的，而是呢需要依赖一个外来的源头才能够叫我们重生。
It's not something we can do ourselves, but we must depend on an external, what God does to us.
我们也可以清楚看到说这个种子的话呢是一个比喻。
The word seed is another metaphor here.
今年暑假我们家呢收成了这个日本那个红色的小李子呢，有我上一次提到说有超过400磅。
Over this summer, we had harvested more than 400 pounds of that little Japanese plum. Okay, Japanese little Japanese plum from their backyard.
因为修一人不在这里，所以他没有吃。我们教会很多人可能都吃到那个李子。
So many of you may have had some of those plums from their house.
那事实上，这个李子树呢，不是我们栽种的。
In fact, we didn't plant that plum tree.
是好几年前呢，也不晓得是鸟还是松树呢，就把那个种子呢就埋在你那里了。
It was planted by maybe some bird or even a squirrel a few years back.
他们就在原本的这个樱桃树旁边呢，就长出这个李子树来了。
Oh, so the seed was dropped next to a cherry tree, and this year it produces plums.
这两年呢，长得特别多。
It's even very fruitful this last 2 years.
所以呢，这个。李子树它的种子呢，它本身呢就蕴含着生命。
Now for that plum tree seed, the seed already has that life in it.
它长出树干，长出树枝，长出树叶，最后呢开花结果。
So it grows, it throws out branches and flowers and bears fruit.
这是呢我们能够看到的，这是一个属地的一个植物的种子。
These things we can see, they are what a fruit tree seed does when grows.
所以呢，这个彼得呢，他就用这样子我们能够看到、能够摸到的呢，来告诉我们，来帮助我们明白的那个不能看到、不能摸到的那个属灵的、属天的种子。
In the same way, Peter is using a tangible metaphor to help us understand the invisible, intangible process of the growth of God, of the life of God in us.
那这个属天的种子是什么呢？
What is that heavenly?Seed or life.
就是神的道。
And that is the word of God.
为什么说神的道是不能坏的种子呢？
Why does it say God's word is imperishable seed?
因为神的道是活泼长存的，这个活泼就是活的的意思。
Because it's living and enduring. Living meaning it's alive.
是这样子，神的道重生了我们每一个信耶稣基督的。
So it's this living,Word, this alive word gives this new birth to all believers.
李子树长出李子。
Plum seeds produce plum tree.
樱桃树长出樱桃。
Cherry seeds do the same with cherry tree.
神的树结出神的爱来。
Word of God produces love of God.
你我基督门徒已经有了神的生命了。
Disciples of Christ already have.That life of God.
也拥有的那活泼长存神的爱。
They also already have deposited in them that living and enduring word of God.
我们活出这样子的新生命来，才能够彼此相爱。
When we live this out, express them, then and then only can we begin to love one another.
下一章也才能够像二十二节这里所说的，说呢，爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实。
Then we'll be able to do what verse 22 here, having sincere love, loving one another deeply from the heart.
很多时候，事实上，很多时候，大部分的时候的话呢，我们所说的，我们所听到的，我们所看见的，我们所经历的，事实上。不是神的爱。
Quite often, the kind of love that we talk about, we see, we observe, we experience, that's actually not the love of God.
因为呢，我们都还不知道，或者是还没有认定自己呢，是已经蒙了重生了。
Because we haven't really, truly regarded ourselves as having already been born again.
所以呢，我们还是用那个人的爱呢，再去爱。
We continue to love with our human love.
因此呢，我们才会觉得说呢，这二十二节这个爱呢是很难做到的，或者是呢是很难持续去这样子爱。
That's the source of our feeling that the kind of love talked about in 22 here is so difficult, almost impossible.
也很多时候我们自己所经历到的那些信耶稣的人对我们的爱呢，事实上不一定是圣经所描绘的那个爱。
Also, the kind of love we have experienced even from other Christians, that may or may not be the love of God also.
然而事实上呢，神的话呢不是高谈阔论，不切不着实际的。
And this is also not to say that God's word and his love is impractical or something abstract.
也不是说呢这个神的话呢，哎呀这个太理想化了，就好像是乌托邦一样。
Nor is it simply idealistic or even utopian.
也不是说呢，同时也不是说我们信耶稣的呢，我们是假冒为善，我们呢说一套我们做一套。
Nor is it that we Christians, when we talk like this, we're being hypocrites, or we're simply not practicing what we preach.
而是呢，你我基督门徒，我们需要承认，我们呢很多很多时候，我们没有活出这样子的新生命来。
But what this leaves us with is that we must confess and admit that we often have not lived as what our life is truly being made like.
我们都需要悔改、回转。活出那活泼长存的神的爱。
So we all need to repent, return, and begin to really live out that life of love and truth and obedience in us.
因为只有活出这样子的新生命来，才能够呢彼此相爱。
Because only by doing that can we really love each other.
活出这样子新生命来呢，我们才能够活出合一的身量来。
And only by living out this new life in us can we be one.
那怎么说呢？怎么说这个啊、蒙了重生，我们这个所领受的是一个不能坏的种子呢
？Now, what does it mean when it says we've been born again, not from imperishable, but not from perishable, but of imperishable seed?
24-25节。
Verses 24 and 25.
因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花。草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道是永存的。
For all men are like grass, all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever.
这里呢是从以赛亚书四十章所引用的。
This is taken from Isaiah.
我会读用中文读，大家就用英文看以赛亚书四十章第六节第七节来。有人说你喊叫吧，有一个说我喊叫什么呢？说凡有血气的尽都如草，它的美容都像野地的花。第七节，草必枯干，花必凋谢，因为耶和华的气吹在其上，百姓诚然是草。那这里呢，耶和华的气吹在其上，就表示说呢，这个万物的生命气息呢，是都在神的手上的。
This expression of the breath of the Lord blowing on them means that all life in the universe is in the hand of God.
还没有听到这第八节，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
Going on, verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever.
一个短暂的，一个永恒的。
One is temporary, the other eternal.
一个属地的，一个属天的。
One is earthly, the other heavenly.
一个是被造物，一个是创造主。
One belongs to the created, the other creator.
那彼得他为引用以赛亚书四十章六到八节的目的是什么呢？
What's the purpose that Peter is quoting from Isaiah?
下一章就是说呢，那个要说明那个能坏的，那个能坏的跟不能坏的是有圣经的根据的。
He's saying that there is a biblical basis for drawing this contrast between the perishable, but drawing a contrast between that which is perishable and that which is imperishable.
我们真的能够明白什么是不能坏的吗？
Can we really gain a true understanding of what it means to say something is imperishable?
因为呢，我们一眼望去，所有都是能坏的。
Because everything we see is actually perishable.
这个建筑物也是会坏掉的。
Such as this building.
那我们怎么去揣摩那个不能坏的呢？
How can we fathom what it means to be something to be imperishable?
就我们需要把自己呢浸泡在神的话语里头。
So we need to almost soak ourselves in the word of God, immerse ourselves in it.
也除非呢是圣灵呢开我们的心眼，我们才能够呢明白神的话语。
Only if the Holy Spirit opens the eyes of our hearts can weknow this, understand this.
我们才能明白说呢，我已经是有了新生命了。
Can we understand that we, the amazing fact that we already, I already have a new life in me.
而且这个生命呢，是源自于那个属天的能力的。
And that life is even originates from that heavenly power of God.
因为我们从小长大，我们所学的这个世上的知识，这个能力，跟圣经所启示的真理，这个属天的能力是天壤之别的。
Because the kind of power we have experienced growing up, going to school, getting educated, is so different from the power of God from heaven that the difference is really between heaven and earth.
如果你想说呢，哎呀，我自己呢可以做什么，可以贡献，活出合一的神样来。
If you are beginning to say, well, maybe I got to let me do something so that I can make a contribution to this oneness living.
那我要抱歉的说。你呢还不知道什么叫做属天的能力。
Let me say to you with an apology that you haven't even begun to understand what it means to have that power from heaven.
还不知道，还没有经历到那个属天的能力。
And you have not begun to experience that new life from heaven.
我们放下我们自己。
Put ourselves down.
我们呢相信接受神的话语。
But trust and accept God's word.
让我们里头那个生命呢，自然的神的生命呢，自然的出来，我们就更靠近那个活出合一的身量。
Let the life of God in us, act out or be worked out naturally. Then we'll begin to grow, in oneness in body.
如果你是很注意读圣经的人，你会注意到说呢，以赛亚书40:8，我们看下一章，他是讲说神的话，但是呢，到了彼得前书1:25呢，它变成是主的道。
A careful Bible reader may notice that in the Isaiah verses that Peter quoted, the original in Isaiah 48, it's referring to God's word.But here in Peter, Peter changed it to the word of the Lord.
意思就是呢，在旧约耶和华神所应许的，在新约我们主耶稣基督成就了。
He is indicating, Peter is indicating that the promise in the Old Testament by God now is now has now been fulfilled in the New Testament.By the Lord, who is Jesus Christ.
那属于耶和华神的，现在是属于主耶稣基督的。
What belongs to God Jehovah now also belongs to Lord Jesus Christ.
因为呢，耶和华神跟耶稣呢是三一神的两位。
Because they are the two persons in the triune God.
那为什么彼得要做这样子一个改变呢
？So why does Peter shift the wording here?
因为呢，25下半段他说。
Because he explains in the second half of verse 25,
他说呢，所传给你们的福音就是这道。
He says, this is the word that was preached to you.
什么是福音
？Okay, so what was it, the gospel that was preached to you?
好消息，对不对
？It's good news, right?
福音是那长存。活泼长存是那不能坏的种子。
And that gospel then is that seed.Was living, enduring, and imperishable.
所以呢，当我们顺从了福音，我们洁净了、圣洁了、被洁净、圣洁了，我们蒙了重生，这是好消息。
So as we have obeyed the truth, been purified of ourselves, that is the good news.
我们呢才能够有那个能力，有那个能力呢，活出爱弟兄没有虚假，从心里呢彼此切实相爱。
And then it becomes possible.For us to have that sincere love, to begin to live out a new life with power.
这个彼此相爱就包括我们的配偶、我们的孩子、我们的父母。
And part of that loving one another is you love your spouses, your children, brothers and sisters.
包括你的亲朋好友、我们的邻舍。
It includes also your friends and your neighbors.
也包括你那个你觉得很讨厌的那个同学。
Or it also includes that. classmate of yours, maybe a teacher whom you despise.
我们也能够彼此相爱，在主里头的弟兄姐妹。
And then we can also live out a life of love, loving one another in the Lord.
所以我们领受了福音，我们就领受了福音的益处。
So as we have received the gospel, at the same time we also have received its power.
所以我们当中还没有领受福音的，你在犹豫什么呢？
So those among us who haven't received the gospel, what are you still hesitating about?
如果你明白今天神的话语的话呢，我会鼓励你来相信接受耶稣基督。
Now if today you have understood what we're seeing here, I encourage you to go ahead, accept that gospel.
但是我更要问我们在座已经相信耶稣基督的。
But even more, I want to ask this question for those of us who have alreadyfollowed Jesus Christ.
我们真的经历到这个福音的好处吗？
Have we really experienced the goodness, the benefit of the gospel?
我们信耶稣的也需要这个好消息。
We believers also need that gospel, that good news.
当你我活出新造的人，活出这合一的身量来。
When we live out that new creation, new creature, and that life of oneness,
我们这些基督门徒，我们就大得益处。
Believers will be greatly benefited.
你说是什么益处呢？
You say what benefit?
因为刚才彼得前书一章二十四、二十五节呢，是引自于以赛亚书四十章六到八节。
We just saw that quote from Isaiah 48 in 1 Peter.
所以呢，四十章九节说说，报好消息给西安的啊。你要登高山，报好信息给耶路撒冷的啊！你要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕，对犹大的城邑说：看啊，你们的神。
Isaiah 40 verse 9, you who bring good tidings to Zion, go up to a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah.Here is your God.
所以我们活出新造的人有什么益处呢？
So what benefit do we have when we live out that new life?
我们就能够活出合一的身量来，我们传福音就有能力，就有见证。
Then we can live as one. We can be powerful and effective as we evangelize. We can also give good testimony.
而且呢，我们可以不惧怕，我们可以大声地说：看啊，我们所信的神。
We can also just not be afraid.Be able to lift up our voice and to say, "Here is your God."
只有神能够改变人的生命。
A person's life can only be changed by God.
改变被神改变生命的人，靠着神，我们能够活出合一的身量。
Someone whose life has been changed by God can then rely and depend on God to live out that changed life in them.
所以我们待会结束之后，我们怎么办呢？
So when we're done in a minute, what are we gonna?Do to practice this.
回应是，我们就是活出来就是了，活出新造的人。
So we respond to this truth we hear about today by simply living out that newly created, new creation in us.
如果你是常常参加中文堂的话，你可以常常听到我在讲新造的人。
If you come to our Chinese speaking service often, you often hear me talk about this new creation idea.
我知道这是一个很冒险的事情。
I know I'm taking a risk when I talk about this so frequently.
因为呢，新造的人呢，就可能会变成一个口头禅。
Because it's possible for this to become just a concept, a cliche.
又变成了一个生活的伦理道德，或者是呢另一个条规的框架在哪
？May even degenerate into just another formula, another rule or code for you to follow.
所以我需要大家的带导。
I need your help, in other words, your
prayer. 我能够很讲解清楚神的话语。
That I can be clear when I talk about God's word.
而且当弟兄姐妹有偏差的时候的话呢，我有那个胆量呢，愿意把它指正。
That I can also have courage to correct and admonish brothers and sisters when they are a little astray in understanding God's word.
但是更重要是什么？更重要是我自己呢，我要活出心。
But the most important thing is that I myself.Must experience and live out that new creation in me.
你是不是愿意跟我一起来同胞？
So are you willing to partner with me on this walk?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
是的，父神，我们谢谢，因为你的话语带着能力。
Yes, Father God, we thank you because your word carries power.
你让我们每一个人谦卑在你的话语之下。
That you let every one of us humble ourselves before your word.
也知道说你是蛮有恩典的神。
Knowing you are a God of grace.
当我们走迷了，我们都可以回转来归向耶稣基督。
That as we have gone astray, we always can turn back and return to Jesus Christ.
我们愿意转回，因为我们知道你的话语照亮了我们，我们走迷了。
God, we are willing to repent, to return, because we know we have your word, your truth as a lamp in front of us, shining on us.
让我们在你耶稣基督的爱里头，我们重新的来活出那新造的人。
Father, we pray you enable us to once again, to be able to live out that newly created life you've put in us.
即便是那几秒钟的时间，我们求的是我们帮助我们，让我们能够更多的、更时常的来活出那新造的人。
We pray you enable us, you let us to return, come back to you more and more frequently and spontaneously, even though it may simply mean a few seconds of that returning to you.
我们将祷告、祈求、感恩，奉耶稣基督的名。
Our request, our prayer, and our thanksgiving are in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢